This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Anthony Brooks is out today. Now, if you go to WBUR's website, WBUR.org, you will see an exciting new opinion page we're calling Cognoscenti. The page features essays and opinions from some of Boston's most important leaders, writers, and young emerging voices. Many of those voices will be right here as well on Radio Boston. And today, we're joined by Louisa Kasdan. Kasdan is the food editor of Stuff magazine and a prolific writer on food, health, and business. Her piece that appears today in Cognoscenti is about what she sees as a possible threat to the city's vibrant culinary culture. Louisa Kasdan, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Thank you.
So in your piece, again, that's in Cognoscenti today, you say that an influx of large, expensive chain restaurants will, quote, cannibalize the hub's culinary exceptionalism. So what do you mean by that?
I am pro-growth, and I am pro-culinary community. But what's starting to happen in Boston, and it's kind of wonderful, is that Boston has become, in the country, one of the great dining cities. And we've not been the great dining city because we have a million restaurants that are also to be found in Chicago, in Atlanta, in Detroit, and any other place. It's because we have, over the last 20 years, created this phenomenally rich, friendly, exciting culture of restaurants that are owned by individual chefs. And I'm a little worried as we build Boston and as there are more and more large developments going up that we're creating a footprint which essentially takes some of the traffic from our individual restaurants, our small chef owner, charming restaurants that are not found all around the country, our the whole list of, you know, local rock star celebrity chefs and also the people who work for them, and transforming, taking a lot of the dining energy into these big, large, slightly anonymous places.
So you mention neighborhoods such as, say, the South Boston waterfront that's undergone an enormous transformation in the past few years. Every time I go down there, it seems to be more alive and more hopping. But, you know, that's also the home of, you know, huge restaurants such as all the legal seafoods that are down there. Is that the kind of thing that you're so worried about, that we're designing for these large restaurants?
Yeah, and we're building a lot of them. And they're doing well. And I honestly want everybody to do well. I want the legal seafoods to do well. I want the new restaurants to do well. But I'm also a little concerned about the, it is coming a little bit at the expense of places like the Back Bay and places like the South End and places like Harvard Square. There are only so many people who go out to eat in Boston.
Well, on that note, lots of readers have already taken a look at your piece on Cognoscenti. And one of them put a comment. Alex MMM wrote that in order to get to the seaport, I pass by at least 20 South End restaurants where I can get better food for less money. But I will be back to the seaport because it's currently the only place in Boston that's allowed to achieve a critical mass of dining and fun. Basically, it seems like Alex MMM isn't so worried as you are about the impact on other neighborhoods and smaller restaurants.
Well, that's good, but Alex probably is a wonderful candidate for a place like the Seaport and maybe for some of the other places, but he has passed by those 20 South End restaurants that maybe before the Seaport opened, he would have had fun at, he would have had a great meal at, and the impact is being felt.
Mm. So what would you have, say, the Boston Redevelopment Authority do, or neighborhoods that are undergoing these big transformations do, in order to preserve the smaller restaurateurs that you're talking about?
Well, I think there are a couple of things that that you can do. And for me, and I admit that I'm not, I am not an urban development expert, but there is somewhere, there is a balance between local and large. And I'm not quite sure what it is. But one of the key elements for people is the cost of liquor licenses, which are now running in the city of Boston around $250,000, $275,000, whether you're running a small little bistro or whether you have a huge footprint restaurant on the seaport. And I think that there are some creative solutions that the BRA can work on in that. I also think that there has to be some kind of impact study about what happens with all of these. I mean, the developments that aren't even, you know, they've just started breaking ground on them will create many, many more seats and much more competition. And I think there has to be some kind of impact study about where are all the bodies going to come from? Who's going to sit in all those seats? And can we absorb it? And can we keep a vibrant culture going if we overbuild? In a way, it's the real estate crisis come to the culinary world.
Louisa Kasdan is the food editor of Stuff magazine, and her piece called Cannibalizing Our Restaurant Community appears on the Cognoscenti page of WBUR.org. Louisa Kasdan, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you.